This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi there, welcome once again to the Saturday Quiz. My name's John Leary and it's my job on this podcast to ask the 10 questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper, and I've got two guests standing by ready to answer them. This week, those guests share a surname. They also share the same profession, and right now they're sharing the stage in a play that they shared the authorship of. And I'm hoping they're ready to share with us any stories or anecdotes these questions inspire. Welcome to the show, Hayley and Mandy McAlinney.
Yay! Thanks for having us.
Hello, hello, you two. Oh, this is going to be trouble for my listeners in differentiating which one is saying what.
Yeah, we do sound very similar.
Yeah. We've left in the old days of answering machines. We used to get very confused why we were calling ourselves and leaving messages.
And I recorded a radio play once, and Mandy sat and listened to the whole thing, going, "Wow, I haven't been paid for this. Like, when did?" and then going, "When did I do this? When did I record this Tim, you know, Winton short story?" And then at the end, realised it was me.
Yeah. That is hilarious. Wow. Yeah. Now, I do genuinely have two guests on the show this week, folks. But yeah, tell me about the play that you're doing at the moment, Dirty Birds.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We're performing it at the moment at the Heath Ledger Theatre in Western Australia for the Black Swan State Theatre Company. And Mandy and I wrote it, and it's very much comes from us, but it's not an autobiographical play, is it? It's not like, well, this is where we grew up or anything like that, but it is very much comes from our shared experience.
But it's very personal,
But it is about sisters?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, you know, the kind of wacky things that siblings get up to when they're kids is very much what we're doing on stage. So it's full of lots and lots of fun, lots of playing different characters, different scenarios, things like that, and very much leaning into the kind of sameness of us and also the connection we have as siblings.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. And you're performing it at the Heath Ledger Theatre for Black Swan Theatre in Perth, which is where you grew up?
Yes, we both grew up in Western Australia. So it makes sense for us to have our premiere here with our family. Brilliant. And on this Noongar Boodja that we grew up on. So, we're very happy to be sharing it with the Perth audiences. And we hope that they'll come. There's only one more week to go, so please come along.
Yeah.
And we'd already started working with Kate Champion, who's the director of the piece, who's just a brilliant deviser and developer, and which is the reason why we connected to her. And then she gets this job as the artistic director of Black Swan, and so that sort of
of course
brought us with her.
Yeah,
but it just brilliant makes absolute sense. It was very serendipitous.
So lucky.
Yeah,
great. Kate's amazing. Kate's brilliant.
She is.
Yeah,
brilliant.
All right. Well, on this podcast, I ask my guests before we get into the quiz proper if they have a favorite piece of trivia. Do either of you have a favorite piece of trivia? Sorry, that's a question without notice. But
well, I don't know if this is trivia, but yesterday I learned that you could attach these little microbe, I don't think that's the right word for them, little attacher things to plants and you can hear them make music.
Wow.
It blows my mind. Hayley thinks like I'm a complete nerd for getting into this, but I've just gone down a whole YouTube hole looking at this stuff. But it's the bio waves of the plants and the way they connect to the water and the electricity that they're, you know, someone's written some kind of app that translates this into music. So you can now listen to your rhododendron.
What is it?
Like
rhododendron what? Track.
Make music.
Wow. What does it sound like? Can you do like it's a kind very of like, oral...
You would imagine, like whales kind of stuff.
Beautiful, Mandy. I wonder what a fern
is. It's wild. Get onto it, people.
What was the plant that you listened to?
A snake plant. They're very good, apparently. Oh. But then they attached it to a redwood. Whoa.
Oh, wow. A lot of history there. Yeah. A lot going on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great, Mandy.
Yeah, thank you, Mandy. That's a great bit of trivia. No, that's.
I guess I mean, we know what trivial, you're getting for Christmas.
What about you, Hayley? Do you have a favourite bit of trivia?
Look, I don't. Sorry, Johnny Leary.
That's quite all right.
Look, I can't think of anything right now.
All right.
Come back to me.
Sure.
Sorry.
Why don't
we're
jump
on
into
night
the questions?
Time, kind of. Night we're shift day. Workers.
You know, of course.
In the theatre.
Yeah. I know, it plays with your...
in daylight hours to function. Normally.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yes. All right, let's jump into the quiz proper. Question number one, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Who plays Willy Wonka in the 2023 film Wonka? And there's a bonus point for naming who wrote Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the novel that features the character.
Is there a bonus point for pronouncing it correctly?
What, Timothy? Chalamet. Well, he's playing...
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes, that's correct. He's definitely playing Wonka.
Yes.
Yes.
And Roald Dahl.
Roald Dahl is the...
And Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Did you read Roald Dahl when you were kids?
He didn't really feature. We read a lot of Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, yeah.
Enid Blyton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Magic Faraway Tree.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Such.
But, yeah, not, nice, Roald, but not Roald Dahl. No. Yeah.
Which I think we're the poorer for it.
Yeah, oh, totally.
He's amazing.
Yeah, I'm the same. I didn't really start reading Roald Dahl until I had my son.
Yes, yeah. Same here, yeah.
Now, I said that the character was in the novel Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Do you know the other novel that the character's in?
Whoa.
Yeah. You might not if you weren't readers of Roald Dahl, you might not know.
Wow.
But it's Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Was that the only follow-up that he did to Charlie's
story? As far as I'm aware, yes. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. That wasn't on the Wikipedia page that I looked at. All right. Very well done. Question number two. Translated from French to English, what type of creature is a poisson rouge?
Poisson is chicken, a red chicken.
Yeah.
Red
no,
rooster.
No, not.
it's a fish. Red fish.
No, poisson is not.
Oh, it's not chicken.
It's fish.
Is it rabbit?
No, rabbit's lapin.
Oh.
It's fish.
Fish.
Rouge
is red.
It is red, but it's not.
Not red fish.
It's not a red fish.
Pink fish? Salmon?
No, salmon.
That'd be rosé.
Rouge.
Yeah, so rouge. I'll tell you what it could have been.
Fish red.
Or, poisson or, so O-R is this word in French.
Huh? I don't even know what the question is now. What are we looking for?
We're trying to figure out
You're
what it is.
You're looking for a type of fish.
Type of fish.
Correct, it is a type of fish. And it's a very common fish. And we call it something else.
Has it got red in the title at all?
No, that's what I'm saying. All. So the red, we say a different colour.
Right.
And in French, that colour is or, O-R. Which kind of ties it back a little closer to the Latin for this colour.
Orange?
Not orange, I'm afraid.
What kind of fish?
I'm just trying to think of all the coloured fish.
Yeah, go with, it's a very common fish. It's a very common, like...
Tuna. Goldfish.
Tuna.
Goldfish.
Goldfish. I keep thinking of something to eat.
Oh, sorry. I was making you hungry rather than thinking of a pet.
Yeah. Now, I can
door. Oh, yeah. Like door.
Yeah. Door. Yeah. Ah.
Gold. Yeah.
Gold. Gold is ore.
Do.
All right.
God, this is number two.
We're doing really
yeah,
well.
Question number two was a little shaky.
Yeah.
I reckon you can get question number three.
Okay.
And particularly you, Mandy, I'm looking at you for this one.
Ooh, babe.
Question number three. Which novella begins, "As Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from troubled dreams"? What novella is that from?
It's from Franz Kafka's Metamorphosis.
Well done. Yeah.
Very well done.
Very well done.
Can you complete that sentence?
To find that he'd grown into a cockroach or something.
Yeah. Pretty much. I've got... I mean, it's translated, obviously. So, as Gregor Samsa awoke one morning from troubled dreams, he found himself transformed in his bed into a gigantic insect, which in German is Ungeheuren Ungeziefer.
Oh, Ungeziefer. Oh, that's
great
so good.
Opening.
Ungeziefer.
What a great opening.
Why did you know that, Mandy? Can you tell us?
Oh,
why?
I'm so touched that you remember this, John Mary. Because I did a play of this with the wonderful Matt Wishart.
Indeed. Mm. Matt, who's been on this show.
Oh, has he?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was really, really lots of fun.
So you did a stage adaptation, or in a stage adaptation of The Metamorphosis.
Yeah, the
at
Sydney
the Malt House?
No, it's a Sydney Theatre Company, but we do a tour.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
So we did, so you probably saw it in Melbourne at the Malt House.
Sure.
Yeah.
In 2005
Oh my goodness,
or six,
that would have been
something
a long
like
time
that.
Ago. That was the first show I did with Sydney Theatre Company.
Who did you play?
I played his sister. And the
Greta
wonderful
or
Julie
something?
Forsyth was
mum. Julie.
Yeah. Fantastic. Cool. All right.
Nice one.
Question number... very well done. I'm glad I didn't set you up for a big fail. Question number four. Travis Head last month joined two other Australian cricketers to have scored a century in a men's ICC World Cup final. Name either.
Was that just recently?
So, yes, Travis Head was just...
Yeah, he just won.
Just in November.
Yeah.
But there's been two others in a final, in a ICC World Men's Cup, World Cup finals, sorry.
In the past.
There's been two other Australians.
The
past.
Who have kind of done what he did.
Yes.
No,
who indeed have done what
Warning.
No, not Warning. Warning's a bowler.
Oh, it has to be batsman.
Yeah, so what he did was he scored a century with the bat.
Ooh.
So not...
Not a bowler.
Not
Alan Border?
No, he was the wicket keeper. He was a wicket keeper.
No, Alan Border wasn't a wicket keeper.
Oh, wasn't he?
Stephen, he was. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. You don't have to know about this.
Steve Waugh.
Oh, Steve Waugh is a good guess. It's incorrect. But one of them was also a captain of the Australian cricket team.
Oh.
And the other one was a wicket keeper.
Oh. Gilchrist.
Very well done. Adam Gilchrist.
Good
on
you.
My God.
Yay.
He actually has... he scored in 2007 World Cup final against Sri Lanka. His 149 remains the highest individual score in a men's tournament decider.
Good on you, Gilly.
Yeah,
the other one...
Amazing wicketkeeper too.
He was excellent. Mm. The other one that you didn't name was Ricky Ponting.
Oh, Ponting. Oh.
So Ricky Ponting finished unbeaten on 140, also against India in the 2003 final. But the highest score by an Australian in a World Cup decider...
Was a woman.
Was a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Was Alyssa Healy in... just last year, 2022, she scored 170 against England.
What?
Isn't that huge?
Oh, my God.
I'm actually very good friends with Zoe Goss, who bowled out Brian Lara. So I should know more about cricket. Mm.
You are?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she was the captain as well for the Australian women's cricket team.
Nice. Cool. Mm. That's very cool. All right. Very well done. You got that Adam Good Gilchrist. And the other one for those playing at home was Ricky Ponting. All right. Question number five.
So glad was... you moved on after that.
Was El Greco a Greek painter, philosopher, or musician? Have you heard of El Greco?
Painter.
Yeah, painter is correct.
Yeah.
Do you know where he was painting?
Was it an island off Greece, or was it in?
Well, no. That's where he was born. So, Demetikos Theotokopoulos was his name, and he was called El Greco, which simply means the Greek. Even though he was born in the kingdom of Candia, which is today modern Crete. But at that time, that was part of the Republic of Venice. So he could have just as easily been called El Veneziano or El Cretense for being the Cretan or the Venetian.
Yeah.
But he was painting, he was called the Greek in Spain. So he went to Spain did all
his painting.
So
that's where the
there.
L comes from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. El Greco. Simply meaning.
And Zorba had already taken the Greek.
I think he had. I think you're right. Yeah. There can't be two Zorbas.
No. No, I'm the Greek.
That's funny. All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You're listening to the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined today by Hayley and Mandy McElhinney, and we're up to question number six. What Caribbean country is the only one in the world to include a Bible on its national flag? Now, this is a tough one. I'll be honest.
Is it one of the Saint Islands?
It's not. That was my guess as well, but it's not.
Really? Haven't really spent any time there.
Is it one of the French or one of the English? Do we know?
Oh, yeah, good question. This country shares the island of Hispaniola. So it shares it with the country of Haiti.
Oh.
But it gets its name from the Latin word for the island, which is what Columbus called it. So Columbus was the first European there, and this was in fact the first place that Columbus arrived on the island of Hispaniola. But he called it something else, and what it means in Latin means lord or master. I don't know if that is going to help you.
King,
And that word, it starts with D, that word.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, far out. Dominica is in, Dominican Republic? No.
Very well done, yeah.
Oh, that's well it. Done!
Say the one that pops into your head. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go. Or do what my mum does. She likes to mime. Things.
Yes.
it's, and the arms just go everywhere. We're not doing that.
No, thankfully not doing that, because this is a podcast and no one can see.
No one can see them terrible minds.
So yeah, the Dominican Republic is the country that has the Bible on its flag, and the Bible is the flag has in the center the Bible open to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 8, verse 32. Any idea what that is? You probably don't.
And he shall have dominion over all.
Yeah, sure. That would make sense. No. It is, and the truth shall set you free.
Oh, yeah.
You know that one?
Ain't
familiar
that,
with
that the
one?
Truth? Ain't that the truth? Yeah. That's, I mean, I can see it now. I feel like
It's a flag that's like red and blue in alternating corners.
Yeah.
Mm. And it has like a coat of arms in the middle. And in the middle of that is this open Bible.
Oh.
Yeah. Very well done. Got there.
Well done.
Question number 7. In music, what tempo is allegro?
What tempo? It's
Well, piano is slow.
It's soft, slow.
Tempo is
allegro is fast, loud.
Sure, Mandy's doing the miming that your mother
I'm
does.
I'm doing it.
Fast or brisk is what I've got in front of me. And do you know what the word is? Allegro is an Italian word, but it doesn't exactly mean fast or brisk. Do you know what it means?
No. Is it like kind of confidence? Like
Sure, that's a nice idea. But no, it's cheerful.
Cheerful.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, allegro in Italian is cheerful. But yes, in music it means
my
fast
allegro
or brisk.
Did not grow very, very long. No.
Terrible.
Terrible. That's really terrible.
All right, question number 8. Scientists this year discovered 62 new moons orbiting which planet? Any ideas?
One of them.
Yep, sure. One of them in our solar system.
Oh, in our solar system.
Jupiter.
Mars.
Neither of those.
Okay. Is it Saturn?
It is Saturn.
Yeah.
Very well done. Do you want to have a guess at how many moons that makes it that are orbiting Saturn that we know about? So they found 62 this year.
Wow. That's so many.
That's so many.
Imagine having that many moons.
Yeah.
And so how many did they have before?
Well, if I tell you that, that'll give you the answer.
Your menstrual cycle would be really.
Oh, you would be. Whoa! I'm just following my moon. I'm on my.
I'm on my
what moon cycle
moon
are you on?
I'm going to say there's 200 moons.
You're a little high. There's 146 moons in Saturn's orbit
that they know of.
That we know of.
Stay tuned, folks.
They just discovered 62.
So there might be
where
more.
Were they hiding? It's amazing.
Another bit of trivia. Apparently, yesterday I heard that they've discovered a universe that did not begin with the Big Bang Theory. That it began gently, not with a big kind of
explosion.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
And
I probably have got that completely wrong.
And how
Far
away must that be?
I know. They must just gone, this has got a really chilled out vibe. And
it didn't. This one was not a Big Bang.
No. This was just a little.
Just a soft. Yeah. Wow. Let me tell you this. The first of Saturn's moons to be discovered was its largest, which is called Titan. Which is a moon larger than the planet Mercury.
Wow. Yeah.
And that was discovered by astronomer Christian Huygens in 1655.
Oh.
Which was only about 40-something years after Galileo discovered the first moon orbiting a planet other than Earth. Which, do you know what that was? Any ideas what Galileo was looking at?
Looking at
Venus? No, he was looking at Jupiter.
Jupiter. Oh, yeah.
And he found the moon Ganymede.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we've heard of that.
We have.
There you go. Good. All right. Question number 9. Which sports shoe brand makes the Air Jordan?
Nike.
Nike is correct.
Yeah.
Easy one. You got anything... Anything for me for Nike?
No, but Nike? It was a great documentary.
Oh, it was a great documentary. Wasn't
oh,
it?
Which Magic, one?
Magic Johnson. Michael oh. Jordan. No, Michael Jordan, not Magic Johnson.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Jeez.
Conflating yeah. them a little bit. That's all totally. Right.
Two, sorry, just grasping at
two
straws.
MJs that,
two MJs
that play basketball. Sure. Yeah.
Michael Jordan documentary.
Oh, do you mean the Last Dance one?
The Last yeah. Dance, yeah. I really yeah. enjoyed that.
It was really yeah. good.
Wasn't it great?
Mm.
But
and
what
we
about
have
the,
one of those team members living in WA.
I was just about to say, what about yeah. the absence from that documentary mm. of your fellow countryman, Western yeah. Australian? Whose name's just gone? Luke Longley.
Luke Longley.
Yeah. Are you pals with Luke?
No, we're not. I'd like to.
Has Luke come and seen your show?
Not that we're aware of. I think we would have probably seen him.
He.
So Luke is Sam's brother, right?
That's right. Has Sam come and seen your show?
And I've worked with Sam. I know Sam very well.
I've also worked with Sam.
Yes, that's right. You did that film with Sam.
Where the Wild Things Are.
Where the Wild Things Are. Yeah.
Exactly.
Sam's a brilliant actor. But I've never met Luke. But yeah, I mean, gosh, what an incredible thing. I mean, we are so short and being surrounded by those people is just, it's like, oh, it's amazing. What's it like up there?
Well, yeah, I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Hopefully if either of the Longley brothers come to your show, hopefully they get tickets in the back row. Oh, because yeah, if you were sitting behind them, it'd just suck. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he hasn't been.
Maybe. He's saving everyone else. Mm. We are up to the final question. Question number 10.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I know. It's flown by, right? Which dinosaur, beginning with S, is easily recognisable due to the large triangle-shaped plates lining its neck, back and tail?
Stegosaurus.
Oh, look at that, in unison even. As... proof that I've got two guests on the show with the same voice.
Yeah.
It is a stegosaurus. Do you know anything about a stegosaurus? Were you into dinosaurs as kids?
No.
We were into sort of ancient Egypt and pyramids and mummies and things like that, but not so much into dinosaurs.
Yeah. Not the prehistory.
But you know, gosh,
but
beautiful.
They're
creatures.
Vegetarians, I believe.
Mm-hmm. They are vegetarians, indeed. Yes, herbivores. They get called in the animal kingdom.
It wasn't sort of a progressive movement at that stage.
No, well, yeah, they weren't trying to lessen their footprint. Their carbon footprint.
They're very large footprint.
Very large actual footprint.
Yeah.
My favourite bit of trivia about the Stegosaurus is that the spikes on their tails, do you know what they're called?
Mm-mm.
They've got a special name. They're called Thagomizers.
Oh, yes.
And they're called Thagomizers after a 1982 Far Side comic in which a group of cavemen are being taught by a caveman lecturer who's pointing at a picture of the spikes on a stegosaurus's tail and saying, "Now, this end is called the Thagomizer, after the late Thag Simmons."
What? It's amazing.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious? And so
it is amazing.
Paleontologists, when they were, finding stegosauruses or more stegosauruses, they realized that they didn't have a name for those particular spikes on the tail, and one of them went, well, it's already got a name thanks to the Far Side.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's so, so cool. And I hope that trivia never gets lost. Like, I hope in 200 years time people will still be talking about this and know what the Far Side cartoons are.
Yes, yeah,
because
the Gary
I
Larson
them.
comics.
I miss them. So
they're
good.
So good, aren't they?
They're so good.
Yeah. What else is good or has been good, has been your appearance on this podcast.
Oh, thank you.
You
so
did
much
really
for
well.
I mean, I do love it. I love a quiz. But it's so interesting because I don't retain anything.
Yeah.
I always learn something and go, "That's fascinating. That is fascinating," and then I forget it.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll remember Thagomizer. Do you think you
maybe
might
I
remember
that? Yeah.
It sounds like a piece of exercise equipment.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, we're going to thagamizer. But I think it's maybe because we learn lines and then we dump them just as quickly.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. That's my excuse anyway. Anyway, it's just been a real pleasure. I've loved it.
And thank you. It's
been a joy having you both on the show. And my absolute best, break legs for the continuation of your run of Dirty Birds, which is on at the Heath Ledger Theatre as part of Black Swan's Theatre, Black Swan's season this year.
Yes.
Mandy, Hayley, so nice to have you on the show. So nice to see you. I feel like I haven't seen you in years and years.
It's been too long.
It has been a long time. Yeah.
Lots of love to you and your family.
Oh, and mine to yours. All right. Thank you. See you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Saturday Quiz. I really hope you enjoyed it. Special thanks to those of you who have supported this show recently. And just a reminder that if you can't afford the cash right now, you can help in lots of other ways, including writing a review or rating the show 5 stars wherever you listen, or forcing your friends and family members to all download the episodes. Thanks to the McAlinney sisters, Hayley and Mandy, for being my guests today. If you're in Perth right now, go and see their show, Dirty Birds. I'm sure it's amazing. And thanks every day to Cindy McDonald for letting me ask the questions that she writes each week. This episode was recorded in Naam on the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, with my guests calling in from the lands of the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. I acknowledge their traditions of telling stories and sharing knowledge for millennia on this land and pay my respects to their elders past and present. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.